This is
K-Rock 955.
Dude, it's...
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben.
No conditions apply.
Oh, wait.
Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits. Get it done.
Mate, very excited. Another big podcast. And people are saying, well, when are you going to stop? And there's no stopping us now.
You keep paying us, we'll keep doing it.
No one's paying us to do this podcast.
Yeah, you're right. Absolute.
Or are people paying you?
Have you? Moving on.
good one. Good one.
No, doing great things on the podcast. Have you heard the story about... no, actually, I won't get into that because it's something different.
Well, have you heard the story about the wedding?
It's
causing a little bit of a stir, the invitations that have been sent out.
No.
Well, mate, you'll have to tune into the podcast because that is coming up.
That's fantastic.
I tell you what, it's not an invitation that you would want to receive. I'll give you the hot tip.
Well, probably not to your wedding.
Oh, who's to say you're invited anyway?
Who's to say you're having a wedding?
Exactly right.
Also on the show, I'm going to tell you why you in particular should stop breathing.
Oh,
we're going
just
to change the way you think. Yeah, no one else out there. Everyone else needs to breathe normally.
Yeah.
But you... my friend, need to stop.
All right, enjoy the podcast. Benny, you know me pretty well and you know the movies that I like and what I don't like. Mm. I love prison movies, I love bank robbery movies, and I love true stories.
Yeah, well, they're all true stories.
Don't like sci-fi or anything like that.
No, you need to believe it. You need to know that that could have happened.
There's a movie called The Bank Job, I'm pretty sure, where they rent a... like a building next to the bank, and they dig underground and come up under the vault.
Very cool.
To steal all the money.
Yep.
A great way, you would think, to rob a bank.
100%, because who's suspecting anything?
No one's getting hurt. There's no guns drawn.
Well, we don't know no one's getting hurt.
Well, in the movie, no one's getting hurt.
Oh, okay. You've spoiled the movie.
Well, it's a great movie. It's been out for ages.
But it's your fault that you haven't seen it.
But you think if you were to rob a bank, how would you go about it?
I'm not detailing what I would do to rob a bank on here because...
Have you thought about it, though?
Have I thought about robbing a bank?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
No, me neither. Okay. Well, this is...
Yeah, but if I did, this is what I would do.
A bloke over in Hastings in England, Alan Slattery, 67 years old, he said, right, I'm going to rob a bank.
Wow.
I want some cash.
What a...
67 years old,
yeah.
And he wants to rob a bank.
What a time to be in your life to go, you know what, I'm going to rob a bank.
How he's done it is, he goes, I want to just go incognito, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand the people, like the tellers, I'm going to hand them a note.
Yeah.
Now, open up the article and try and read the note that he's handed them. So he's like, right, I'm ready to rob a bank. I'm going to hand them the note. No one has to get hurt. All they'll do is they'll read the note, and then they'll give me the money and I'll walk out.
Your screen, it says something like, your screen won't stop what put, just hand over the tens and twenties.
Yeah. So.
Think, don't the customer.
Yes.
Think about the customers.
So he's tried to rob a bank, handing them a note, and he has left empty handed as the staff were unable to read his note. They were unable to read his handwriting.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So. Slattery visited three banks in Hastings.
What was it supposed to say?
In the space of 2 weeks where he was handing this note over. And no one could read his note. He's been sentenced to 6 years for attempted robbery.
Wow. I mean...
He's tried to rob a bank. A 67-year-old handed over a note. No one could read the note.
I was going to say, to be fair, I mean, what was his defense in court? Oh, no, that's my shopping list, clearly. Like, I was just asking if they knew where to get my my tens and twenties from. Andy, the Olympic Games is wrapped up and
now,
there's...
I don't know why there's 2 weeks between Olympics and Paralympics.
Probably just give us a breather. Sport 24 hours a day, just take a break.
Roll straight into it, I reckon.
Oh, look, I'm not against that at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, we get a 2 week break and then we get to go again.
I like it.
One of the events, obviously a part of the Olympics, was the 110-metre hurdles. Now, I'm assuming the extra 10 metres is given because of the jumping. Like, you want to give people time to be able to run as well.
Yeah, and I think it's pushed from the 100 start, it's pushed back 10 metres from that 100 start.
Yeah. If you can just put your hands up so I know you're not typing.
Oh, yeah.
I'll happily tell you. I will give you $1 million if you can tell me who won the gold medal in the men's 110-meter hurdle race.
I reckon I could almost do the females.
No. I said males. Men's. I didn't say, hey, there's a second prize if you can say the female.
No, I'd have no idea.
Hansel Parchment.
What country?
Jamaica.
Yep.
Okay. He was not the favourite to win. He upset Grant Holloway, an American, and a fellow Jamaican, Ronald Levy, who were more fancy to win the event.
Mm-hmm.
Parchment details or has put up a photo with one of the volunteers at the Olympic Games. So he's tracked her down and took a selfie.
Yes.
Now, what's happened here is that Parchment nearly didn't make his semi-final after getting on the wrong bus and heading to the rowing centre.
And she helped him come back or something, didn't she?
Well, I'm getting there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Don't want to give too much of the story away.
Well, that is the story. Yeah. So, I mean, you're the Indian bet.
No, but the fun thing is he tracked her down.
He goes, look, I actually don't know what I was doing. I was on the wrong bus. I had my headphones in. I was in the zone trying to pump myself up.
Yep.
By the time I looked up and realised we were at the rowing centre, I panicked. He said that if he got another bus, he would have missed the semi-final, would have completely missed it. Like,
far out.
So he was going up to cars, like officials, and because of COVID, everyone was being really strict.
You're like, hey,
like, we can't do anything. We're really sorry. This is the process you've got to follow. Your best option is to get back on a bus.
Yep.
He goes, I'm going to miss my semi.
Mm.
He goes up to her, finds her, begs her to help.
Please.
She goes, here's some cash. Grab a taxi. Not really understanding who he was.
Yep.
So he does that, gets back, obviously goes and wins the gold. Tracks her down with the gold medal.
How
says,
do you,
this is because of you.
How do you track her down, though?
Well, he's got to...
Actually, hang on. Why does he not have money to pay for his own taxi?
Why would he have... He's not carrying his wallet to the Olympic Stadium.
Yes, you would.
But how's this is a kicker. Jamaica, the country, has extended an invite to her. So we've got an official invitation to her to come to the country of Jamaica. Is it their way of saying thank you?
You're kidding.
She's delivered them a gold medal.
How good is that?
Unbelievable.
So she got a gold medal.
No. Oh. No, I didn't say that.
Oh, sorry.
That's not what I said.
Oh, so what's she getting?
They've invited her to go to Jamaica, like a holiday, free holiday.
Oh, that's not that good.
Where did you get that she got a gold medal?
I don't know. I just thought, oh, he won a gold, she's going to get a gold as well.
Yeah. All the volunteers that were helping out, they got gold medals. That's just to say thanks.
You get to go to Jamaica. Benny, we can go to Jamaica as well if we want.
Yeah, but for free.
Yeah.
We've been talking all morning about this, about how you should stop breathing.
Yeah, and I don't know if you can just come out and make such an outlandish statement and say, telling me, in fact, to stop breathing.
Well... I want you to stop breathing because I want to change the way you breathe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you know I love a fad diet.
Oh, no. No.
A personal trainer has revealed how changing his breathing transformed his health.
Okay. I thought you were going to say by changing the way you breathe, you'll lose weight.
Yes. That's what he's saying.
Oh. What?
That's exactly what he's saying.
No.
He says that with the change of breathing, it's led to better hydration, better sleep, and lots of positives with his healthy lifestyle.
I reckon I know what it would be. I reckon it is breathe through your nose, out through your mouth. But when you breathe through your nose, make sure it gets like right into the diaphragm and things like that. Hold it for a little bit and then exhale through the mouth.
Now,
is that what it is?
That's exactly what it is. Now,
is it really?
It's obviously...
That's not new. That's just like, that's yoga. Well, that's what you do in yoga.
Clearly, that's not newsworthy. Clearly.
Yeah.
But it's what the personal trainer does at nighttime to ensure that this is maintained that makes it newsworthy.
Mm.
The personal trainer admits to taping his mouth shut.
No, he doesn't.
I promise you.
While he's in bed.
When he sleeps.
So he breathes through his mouth.
To ensure that he's breathing through his nose while he's sleeping.
No.
And this guy is jacked.
Give us a look.
So.
Right. Okay.
I am going to take it on board.
Yep.
I'm not encouraging this behavior whatsoever. Everyone should not tape themselves while sleeping, unless you're into that sort of stuff. But I'll give it a go.
Well, hey, how about we do this?
I can just see myself waking up in the middle of the night in fits, like gasping for air.
I reckon we try this. Rather than just taping your mouth while you sleep, how about we just tape your mouth 24/7?
Oh, nice one.
Oh, you like that? We'll try that, see how it goes. Why is Benny losing so much weight? Well, also because he can't breathe and he can't eat any food.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Benny, weddings, they're great. It's an awesome time to celebrate the love of two people. It's also great because you can eat as much food as you want and also have a few drinks as well.
Absolutely. It's yeah. I think growing up, I was like, oh, wedding. Yuck.
Yeah, because you're not 18.
Then I turned 18. Wedding?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the wedding? I have no idea, but I'm going.
I'm going. The one thing is when it is your wedding, a lot of people say, oh, it's so hard planning. I've got to organise the wedding. I've got to organise the wedding dress, the venue, the flowers, this, that, and the rest, as well as invitations, and send them out so people can RSVP.
Yeah.
And you want the invitations to stand out. You want them to look nice.
Yep.
And one person...
Which is weird because that's the first thing you throw out.
Do you throw the invitations out?
I reckon you should make one nice one on like really nice paper.
Yep.
Frame it as the married couple.
Yep.
And then the rest of them, a bit of paper.
Well, a lot...
Email them out.
Well, a lot of people are doing that now. The website. Mm. And yeah, you just click the link.
Click them out.
A Reddit user, Scared Napkin, posted a picture of their cousin's wedding invitation.
On a napkin.
No, it wasn't on a napkin. On the wedding shaming subreddit.
Oh, my God.
Now, it was captioned, "My cousin sent this along with her wedding invitations. I will not be attending." So, it looks like a normal invitation. But it says, stuff you need to know, okay?
Okay.
So
I'm going to say it's the SH version of stuff.
Yep, it is. So it says, children, leave your little at home. Sorry. Leave your little at home. We want to get up.
Wow.
We will turn you away. If you come with children.
And there's misspelling in there.
Yeah, it's not ideal, is it? No. Then you've got hotels. Google it, you lazy. You want to know about taxis? We'll see above. About the parking at the
dietary venue. Requirements.
Oh, you're getting dietary requirements.
That is good.
Eat what you're given, you fat. wedding gifts, though, this is very nice,
oh,
the wedding gifts.
Yes.
If you wanted to give us a wedding gift, a contribution to our honeymoon would be perfect.
It's the only part that doesn't swear.
Dress code, wear whatever the you want, go butt naked for all we care.
Parking's good.
Parking, follow the directions we give you. Can you say that last one?
Well, let's just leave it out.
Yeah. And any questions? If you've got any questions about the wedding at all, check the website.
I don't think I'd be brave enough to ask any questions, to be fair.
Mate, we need to be careful next time we go to the pub, next time we go out for dinner, because a Texas man, Daniel Rawls, he's had a bit of a fall, but he's managed to get $5.5 million for it.
Whoa.
Yes.
That is a payday.
It is massive.
So, I mean...
That's a lot of money.
Obviously, what's happened?
So, what's happened...
Because you've billed this as a get-rich-quick.
Well, I don't know if it's a get-rich-quick now that I've actually read the article. But he was at a restaurant called La Fogat. La Fogata?
La Fogata.
La Fogata?
It's like La Fogata.
Yeah,
but,
with an F.
Yeah, it's international.
And what he's done is he was having dinner with his mate. He had a couple of drinks and they said, look, maybe enough.
Obviously a bit too much.
Yeah, obviously a little bit too much. And they said, look, enough's enough. You probably need to leave. His mates tried to carry him out of the restaurant. And as he's carrying him, has tripped on the gutter in the car park.
Allegedly.
Both falling over. So no serious injuries were sustained. However, Daniel is now suing because apparently the car park wasn't safe.
For 5.5 mil.
I don't know how you come up with that figure of 5.5
wow.
mil. But that is a lot of money.
Imagine that was his local. Like, he's gone down local watering hole on a Friday night, had a couple of drinks and went, you know what? Nah, stuff this joint. I'm going to take it for all they're worth.
Your name's Mud, though. Your name's not Mud only at the pub, but I reckon in the town alone, you'd be like, hey, you're the bloke that shut down that pub on the corner because of the lawsuit for the 5.5. A pub's not coming back from that.
For $5.5 million, you can call me whatever you want.
What's the restaurant? I'm scared to say the word.
If this guy gets through with his lawsuit, it'll be La Forgetti later because you ain't never coming back.
Here we go, mate. We are just about done. But as always, we love to get inside our brains and do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Mate, a bit of a weird one today, but don't you think it is strange that, you know, we love coffee and we have a coffee a day. I love soft drink, but I don't have a soft drink a day.
I don't really like soft drink.
You know what I tried the other day for like the first time in probably 15 years? Oh. It's called like Agrum.
No idea.
A-G-R-U-M by Schweppes. Yeah. It's like a pinky kind of colour. It flies under the radar. It is so underrated.
Is it like a lemon lime bitters or something?
Nothing like a lemon lime bitters. I don't even know how to describe the flavour. It's called Agrum.
Citrus blend. I'm tipping it tastes like a lemon lime bitters.
It does not taste like a lemon lime bitters.
Well, because it's got grapefruit, mandarin.
It is so good.
It reminds me of, what's that? Aperol Spritz. It looks like an Aperol Spritz.
It tastes nothing like an Aperol Spritz. Your homework is to try that.
Okay.
It is the perfect summer soft drink. Called it. And it is underrated.
And anyway, thanks for listening to the podcast brought to you by Schweppes' Agrum.
Agrum. See you guys.
See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.